listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
This is a very unusual day for me, Ilona Europa here. I know that John Johnson is calling from Dallas. Hi, John.
Hello, Ilona. Hello, John. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. I was just saying that this is a very unusual day for me because for the first time I'm calling from my own home studio today because I hope our listeners know that I am a singer-songwriter and I just finished to put my studio together hoping that tomorrow morning I will start writing a lot of music. I had short break.
Because that's really good because I was just thinking what would make the perfect Christmas gift would be a music CD of Ilona Europa's music.
Oh, thank you so much. I think so. I agree with you. I need to self-plug my own talent also. Did I agree? But John, we have today a beautiful show. We have very sweet guest who will help us choose presents for our girlfriends, moms, and friends. And also we can choose, because of her help, some nice and not too expensive presents for our men in our life. Then I'm very excited for that because I love shopping. I love shopping on budget. And I love holiday season, and I'm overwhelmed already even thinking that I didn't start shopping for anybody yet.
Oh, my gosh. Are you done shopping? Have you started your shopping? Are you done shopping?
I didn't even put my list yet, but I'm a great shopper. I'm really, really – I know my friends. I know who I want to buy what, and then I'm going, like, you know, for the win.
I always procrastinate to the last minute, and then I get stuck at these malls, and I just always struggle with the right Christmas presents for everybody. So,
but your fair fight for today is about this issue. It's about beautiful holidays, you know, how to celebrate, how to purchase the presents, how to just enjoy giving and receive. Also, then maybe we can just listen. Start our show, like always, with John Johnson and his Firefly for today.
Thanks, Ilona.
Happy holidays, everybody, and welcome to Firefly, Igniting the Soul. Here on Accent On, I'm John Johnson. And I want to share today how you can bring meaning back to your holidays and recapture the childlike magic that you once felt. Did anybody notice that as soon as November rolled around, that Christmas music started playing at stores and shopping malls across America? For some people, hearing this music is comforting, while for others, it's annoying. The holidays, which ones you celebrate, certainly mean much more than an excuse to shop. For me, the holiday season is about hope and joy. It's about celebrating the gift of life and cherishing all your friends and your family. So why do I find myself stuck in traffic? Why do I end up in nameless, crowded shopping centers looking at rows of appliances and trying desperately to come up with a meaningful gift for my family and friends? Well, one thing is that I always wait until the last possible moment to buy my gifts. But it's not just because I'm a procrastinator. It's also because I know how hard the job is. How do you find a gift that represents the true spirit of the holiday season? How do you wrap up the hope and the joy of the season and put that in a box? I'm sure there are many different answers to that question. And maybe, in all truth, the holidays aren't about wrapping things up and putting them in boxes at all. I know that as I look at my past, I'm tremendously grateful for the people, experiences, and the lessons that have shaped who I am and brought me to this point in my life. You can do the same this holiday season. I'd like you to take a moment to look at the holidays, then look at your life, and write about meaning. Whatever you celebrate, whether it's Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or another holiday, ask yourself, what does the spirit of giving mean? What does the spirit of giving mean? When you hear these words spoken time and time again, you sort of become desensitized to their true meaning. And each year, our heartstrings are tugged and tested with a multitude of stories about misfortune and needs. And how do you respond? Do you stand idly by, or do you decide to pitch in? This holiday season, I want to encourage you to make a difference in someone's life. It won't take much work, and the reward you receive will be well worth your effort. To make a positive impact on someone's life, you first need to recognize an opportunity to make a difference, and then decide to give. You just need to read a newspaper or listen to what's going on in your own community to uncover a number of possibilities to make a difference. Once you know where you want to help, the next part is easy. You just have to give. Give what you can to help out a neighbor, a friend, a family member, or a cause. I can tell you from my own experience that even the smallest donation can make an enormous difference in a person's life. And even in this strengthening economy, there are people who still need our help. So take a look at what you have and recognize what you have to be thankful for and resolve to help someone else less fortunate. By acknowledging the need and then giving what you can, you're able to truly understand the spirit of giving. You see, you don't need to get sucked into the stress and the mess of a holiday season that you don't enjoy. By taking a moment to evaluate and regroup, you can improve your attitude about the holidays. You can approach them with a sense of delight and a heart full of gratitude. You can make your 2012 holidays the best ever by bringing back meaning. Focus on this, and the rest will fall into place. And I mean, what a great way to start preparing for the new year ahead. So, how do you recapture the magic of the holidays? By making a difference in someone else's life. For more of my thoughts, or to share your stories of putting the magic back in your holidays, visit the John Johnson official fan page on Facebook, or follow me on Twitter at johnscat, J-O-N-S-C-A-T. For Firefly, wishing everyone a magical holiday this season. This is John Johnson. Start living your life like the dreams you have are real. Now back to the studios with the magical Ilona Europa.
Oh, John, that was so pretty.
Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know, because it always surprises me that you can put so many nice thoughts, you know, on a paper or and just they just get me, get under my skin, get straight into my heart. And sometimes, you know, mostly they make me think. And then I don't know why I agree with your thoughts. And that's what scares me, because I don't know why I always agree with what you are saying. But I think a lot of people love what you are saying. I know that you have thousands and thousands of people visiting your official fan website on a Facebook. Mm-hmm. And I also know that you are starting your own new show on Monday and will be, I think, 2 weeks from now, your first show.
Yes. Okay. Yes, we are. So we're starting in January. We'll have a new show. It'll be Live Today with John Johnson and Friends, and hopefully you're going to be playing a lot of good of your music on the show, and it's all tied together with Live Magazine as our partner, and so. But see, that's the wonderful gift that you've given to me, Ilona, this year was you saw something in me, and that you thought would touch other people, and you gave me such a wonderful opportunity, you know, to be on your show and to be a part of, you know, what you created. And so you gave me a gift that will last my whole lifetime. So
I see. That's, John, again, this is This is always very special. This is a special part of my life that we both met, and people probably don't understand that mostly we are talking over the phone, and really we know each other like whole life, we think, but really we met maybe 4 times in our life. And, you know, it feels like we know each other forever, because the thoughts and the warmth and the good wishes and the passion towards what we are doing seems like very, very similar. And obviously, you know, I fell in love with the thoughts that you're giving us on a Facebook. And I saw the star. I saw the star who can just open people's hearts and minds and make them think and make them happy. You know, and every morning I always go and see what John Johnson posts. I know that you are my guy in a way, but still I feel like, you know, I need to check what the day will be like with your thoughts and how did you feel? Because I'm sure that when you write, you also depends from your mood and from your feelings. Like today you wrote something about Christmas, you know, it's hard to avoid the Christmas mood because it's all around. And, you know, you go deeper and make us think about what this season is really about. And thank you for that.
Well, thank you. Well, you know, it's interesting because, Alana, you know, I love Christmas. It's one of my favorite holidays. I just live for Christmas. I love all the cheesy Christmas lights and the decorations and all the shows. And, you know, I always feel like a kid. But I notice for a lot of adults, they sort of go through a period of, you know, they sort of lose the magic of Christmas. They sort of lose the meaning of what, you know, what it really is and about. And so I always feel like the best way to get, you know, the feeling of Christmas back is really just to make a difference in someone else's life, you know, find someone that's fortunate and focus on helping them. And in the end, you really start to, you know, recapture some of the magical feeling of what it really means to give and to help somebody. You helped me, you know, 7 months ago, you saw something in me that no one else saw. And, I mean, I just, you know, to this day, I'll always be grateful to you. But the thing is, like, you know, I love your spirit and, the way you talk to people and the way, you know, your fans come up to you. And I just love how you act like they're your closest friends in the whole wide world. And I know that some people you've never met before, but you know, that's part of your class.
I love people.
You know, I think you're a draw, but
I think, you know, that's what it will be. If I could write like you write, if I can give a little bit of me to people, into people's hands, I will say, you need to start learning how to love your friends and people that you don't know. I'm not saying love your enemy. Sometimes people say love your enemy too, but that's harder. I'm coming from Eastern Europe, you know, and our life was pretty tough. We had a lot of enemies and they did very, very bad things to our countries and our families. It's hard to forget this type of, you know, enemies. But I think...
But you know, Ilona, that's the thing. Well, that's the thing about you that's so amazing to me, really, is the life that you led growing up in Poland was not an easy life. And yet the life that you had, I think, would have left many people better or mean-spirited. But instead, you went in the opposite direction. It's made you more compassionate for other people, I think, your life experiences. I think that you have a great book inside of you that people would love to read about your life.
You know what? The gummy, yeah, honestly, this year is one of the hardest in my whole life. I had two times in my life that I can say my whole life turned upside down. First time, 25 years ago, when I moved from Poland to America, I fell in love with a wonderful man. And, you know, for 25 years, we were a happy couple. But sometimes things are not going right, and that's what I'm going through right now. But you know what? That's what you said. It's just amazing. And I'm begging people to listen to me. You know, you feel that when you are down, you have so little people that care. And I never really ask people for anything in my life. I just love people. I'm there for them. But this was the time when I found out how many people and friends and strangers I care, and how easier is to get through with hard, very bad times in your life when you open your mouth and a heart, and you just speak out. out loud what really is hurting you and how many people really will respond to your pain, and they will give to you something, you know, and like that really will pick you up even for the moment. And I just, this is my probably sweet moment to just thank you for everybody, every friend that I ever spoke to for last 3 months, and they just cried with me, hugged with me, or just gave me dinner, free dinner, or just took me for a movie, which I never have time to go to. And now I just saw more friends in my life than ever. Then I will say, let's make all time for friends, because one time in a lifetime or two times when you need somebody to help you with, the friends always will be there for you. And we need to take care more about friendships and just make this special Christmas like today, and the special moment that we are looking for the presents for our friends, and we perfectly know what our friends like or not, that we really, really pick them smartly. Right. And is the smartly, is this word or smart? Then, right. You know, and just make our friends
absolutely
laugh.
You know, Alana, you bring up a really great point that I think is an important lesson for other people to learn. I think that sometimes when you know, and sometimes the holidays, you know, when you, if you don't have a lot of family and you live by yourself and you're alone, that sometimes you struggle with that. And I think being able to have, you know, I think Alana, you're fearless and how you came out, and because let me just tell the listeners this about Alana Europa. This is a very strong woman who doesn't ask anybody for help. She, you know, wants to do everything on her own. Mm-hmm. And so I think that the lesson here is that even the strongest people, every now and then, they need someone to help, to pick them up, to elevate them, to lift them up with joy. And so don't be afraid to ask for help when you need help, because yes. Because when you don't, when you have friends, you don't deny your friends the privilege of being able to help you if they can. And so that's really the lesson that I think you've done so well with this year, Alana. Okay, you've been a rough time. So our listeners might know, but Alana's going through a divorce. And the thing that I love about Alana is that she's not been afraid to share some of her pain and struggles with that divorce, hoping that she could help other people who are going through the same thing that she is. Yes. And the lesson there really is what Oprah used to tell me, is that, you know, when you're going through something and you feel like you're the only one going through it, it can be very hopeless.
Yeah.
But through people like you, Alana, who's not afraid to share, you help people know that they're not alone, that there are other people going through the same things, and that you're going to get through it, and life will be better.
Life is always better, because that's what is sometimes you feel like cannot be better, tomorrow will be harder. But no, you know, until we wake up and we look at the mirror and it's still, we need to just have the sparkle in us.
I know. Well, you've never lost your sparkle, Alana. You amaze me. You really do.
Yeah.
And it's really, you know, this is really a life lesson. I'll just say this. Something that I've learned over the years is that good times and bad times are really the same thing. And what I mean by that is that good times never last forever, and bad times come along, but they don't last forever either.
Yeah.
You know, these things are, you know, come in cycles. So I think once you realize that, what you realize is that hopefully that when the good times are coming around, that you enjoy them more and you appreciate that cycle. And so that when you sort of experience a downtime, you know, you can realize that, you know what, it could be worse, and I know this is only temporary, and good times are coming again. And, I mean, I think you live your life with that great example, Alana, for all of your fans and all of our listeners.
Thank you so much, John. Yeah, we'll be all okay. And I'm just excited, because even when these holidays will be for the first time, I have my daughter, beautiful daughter, 18 years old, will be alone, and 25 years being making dinners for family, and this time will be only me and my daughter, and obvious I will be going to friends' houses too.
Yay.
But we know it's not the same. In a way, I love my friends, but I still love my house to be filled by what I remember, and we needed to buy new everything new. We decided that we'll be having ornaments new, because we don't want sadness to come into our house, and we are doing very, very well. But again, I don't want to make people sad, because really, I know that... Yes.
Well, this reminds me of your song, Easy Come, Easy Go, because it really, the message in that, I love that song, and I talk about it all the time, because I just think that, you know, I would love to see you and Demi Lovato do a duet of that song, because you and her voice would be so perfect.
I believe that when we speak out loud our dreams, somebody's listening, that this could be really wishful.
Demi Lovato, if you're listening, you know, call the station. I think you and Alana need to do a duet of this great song that she wrote called Easy Come, Easy Go. Everybody who hears this song just loves it. It's got a great message in it.
She's a survivor, and she's doing so well, and is one of the bestest voices in America.
I know.
Anyway, I would love to share this song with our listeners.
Can you play it? Do you have it? Can you play it, Alana?
And yes, Ronan, our sweet, sweet engineer and father from another mother, he will be playing the song. And in January, I'm releasing the song to the dance radio with maxi single with Josh Harris mix, which we'll be hearing right now. We'll be listening to Jerry Jones' hardcore remixes. We'll be hearing Domenico Capuano, two European mixes, amazing. And Club Jumpers, two remixes.
Oh, wow. I love Don Capuano. He's so talented. That guy is such a talent.
And I have one of the biggest maxi single ever, with so many friends wanting to remix the song. And I hope that this song will make difference in people's life, like really made in mine. Easy Come, Easy Go.
I love it.
Thank you so much. Okay, Ronan, we can play.
I love that song, Alona. I love that song.
I love this song, too. And I believe that 2013 will just give me the power to be a stronger woman and just do what I preach in the song. Just, you know, if things
Oh, my gosh. You're a powerhouse woman. You are a powerhouse woman.
I need to.
I am so proud to call you friend.
I know, John. And, you know, we will do very, very well together. And 2013 is our year. You have your own show.
I know.
And you will be, I will be hosting my own segment on your show this time.
Yes.
I have my accent on. I have a really cool guest already coming. Life is beautiful. And you know what? I know we'll be talking shopping in moments.
I know. More shopping. I'm thinking somebody needs to give that song. Somebody needs, I'm telling you, that song, yes. I love that song.
I love
the hook. So, yeah, you know what? I'm just thinking along. You know, it'd be a great Chris. We should collaborate and set a firefly on to music. I think you're so lyrical. It's just amazing, you know, that you write such beautiful lyrics, you know.
Wow. I like it. Look at, we are creating something that maybe will give me another wake up in the morning and think, oh, that's a great idea, John. Oh, we need to talk about this.
Maybe yeah, I know.
Because I have my thoughts, you know, they're really very womanly. I call this second time around thoughts from grown-up
right.
woman. Because most of ladies practically are going through heartbreaks, breakups, and we need to pick ourselves up. And we have children that already left the, you know, colleges, and all we are living happy ever after, or we are not. And then we
know. See, that's what's great. See, I love stories of hope, especially at Christmas time. You know, hope and overcoming, you know, great odds to be successful. And I mean, my God, you're certainly there.
Then a year from now, when we'll be talking again together on Accent On or on your show.
Yes.
John Johnson and friends, then we'll be finding out how our journey through 12 years, you know, where the journey got us. But right now, I know that we'll be having soon Victoria with
yes.
us. Yes. And her name
yes.
is Victoria Snee.
Victoria Snee. So Victoria, I'm so glad she's on our show. So Victoria Snee, Alona, she is actually an Associated Press award-winning journalist, and she's the author of the book, The Beauty Buzz. And she currently is considered the premier top fashion and beauty expert in Texas. She used to be on the radio. She used to have her own morning radio show on 102.9 here in Dallas, Texas. And she was named one of Dallas's 10 most beautiful women by Dallas Magazine. I mean, this woman has done everything from covered the red carpets, lifestyle, fashion, beauty. And she even kept it in the family because her husband used to be on the news, used to be a news reporter,
journalist. Fox News, yes, on the Fox.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Jeff Crowley. And it's funny because I've met Jeff before, but I've never actually met Victoria. So I'm excited to get to talk to her because she actually works with what's called North Park, Center, which actually is the premier shopping mall in Dallas, and it's actually the very first shopping mall ever.
Wow.
All the shopping malls that you see today are actually based off of North Park Center's design.
That's
so
beautiful.
It's kinda cool.
I see Ronan just texted me that the Victoria is with us on the phone, and I will be
uh-huh.
so good to just bring her live with us. Hello, Victoria.
Hello, how are you all?
We are good.
You know
Thanks
what?
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And I'm so excited because you know what? I am the European lady, and I just love Texas ladies also because they have this great styles when they put their clothes together. They're bigger than life. They have really unusual way of, you know, putting, I think, like prettier. I'm sorry, but I see Dallas, I see Texas and the ladies, and they are just what I want to be when I grew up in America. LA is more laid back, and it's just good too, but you know, I like big hair, I like lot of bling. I like to buy stuff that is not so expensive but looks much more expensive, and I know you are the queen of choices. That's what we'll be talking to you about today, about perfect gifts for holiday for her and him.
Yes, we've got it all, and we've got all kinds of great ideas. And I love that you love big bling, because we definitely have that in Texas.
Yes. Okay, Victor. Yes, Don, would you like to?
Oh, yes, I was just saying, Victoria, so could you kind of share with our audience a little bit more about, you know, the book, The Beauty Buzz, that you have out, like, you know, you've done so many different things in your career. I just find you very fascinating. So what really is your passion? Because you've been a journalist, you've had your own radio show. I mean, what's been your favorite thing that you've done so far in your career?
Well, I think I've always loved fashion and I've loved beauty. I'm definitely a girly girl, so I've always been into all of those things. And when I was working as an entertainment reporter, I had that opportunity to meet so many different actresses and, you know, huge Hollywood stars. But sometimes for me, the more exciting thing was being able to talk to their stylists and their makeup artists and their hairdressers and the people that make them look as fabulous as they do. And I learned so much from those people. And that's really, I took all of that information and I put it into my book, The Beauty Buzz. And that was really, I mean, that was kind of my passion, was being able to share that information with women everywhere. Because I felt like,
now,
as women, that's what we're supposed to do.
Yep.
Now, tell me something about Victoria. If somebody wants to get a hold of The Beauty Buzz, how can they find that book today? Where can they buy that book, your book?
You can actually get it on my website, which is beautybuzzbook.com. And then beautybuzzbook.com. And then if you live in the Dallas area, Neiman Marcus stores carry my book.
Awesome. You couldn't be any more fancier stores than Neiman Marcus. That's my favorite store in the entire world.
Okay, Victoria, take my hand, and please, I want to shop with you. Can you give us some points? What we can buy that is exciting, colorful, bling, that is getting us closer to look like of Kim Kardashian, of course, Jennifer Garner, or Jodie Foster. I know that you can find for us something in a store that will just make us look like a stars. Okay, then you tell us, and we are having our money ready, and we'll be going tomorrow to the malls, and we'll be buying stuff.
I love it. Well, of course, one of my favorite designers is Kendra Scott. And Kendra Scott is actually a Texan, but she's got jewelry all across the country. I know she has jewelry at Neiman Marcus and at Nordstrom, and her price point is really good. It starts around $45. But some of the stars you just mentioned, some of the stars that you just mentioned, Katherine Heigl, Sofia Vergara, Molly Sims, they all wear her jewelry. And what I love about her jewelry is that it's big and it's bold and it's very colorful. So it's fun. So if you're like me and you love to wear black, which I end up wearing a lot of black clothes, this jewelry looks great.
Yes.
I noticed, actually, we're going to put some of these images out on our website for our audience to go out and look at. But I noticed you mentioned Sofia Vergara. I just saw her recently, and she was actually wearing Kendra Scott jewelry. She actually had on, they were big, they looked to me like they were, oh my gosh, like diamonds and gold. And she was just costume jewelry, but it looked so expensive. So Kendra Scott's jewelry is very high quality product for the price points.
It's
amazing. Yeah.
It is.
And then I know that also we can just take care of our body, you know. Then I think, can you give us some people like cosmetics, some people like nice soap, some really beautiful moisturizer and creams, you know. Then, do you have something for us that we can also purchase?
Yes. And, you know, I think that this is such a great product, especially this time of year when we're going to all of those late night holiday parties and, you know, New Year's Eve coming up, and maybe you're eating a little bit more than normal and drinking a little bit more than you usually
would. Oh, no.
I know. You would never do that.
No.
But there is a great product from Fresh, and Fresh is sold, you know, all over the country. But they have something called their Sake Bath, and it actually contains 38% pure sake, so it's very detoxifying.
Yes.
And actually, Japanese geisha women would use the sake to purify their skin. So this is an amazing product, especially if you're kind of burning the late night oil there. So you soak in it for about, you know, 10 to 20 minutes and water as hot as you can stand, and you will feel amazing.
Wow. So it really draws out the toxins with the alcohol and the hot water, huh?
Exactly. Just sweat it all out.
Well,
that's unusual. And, you know, I like that some of this, when we'll be talking about it, the prices range from, you know, $45 to $300. I don't know how much the nice bath costs that you talk about. It sounds very expensive. Is this expensive to purchase?
No, this one is actually, I think they have different size bottles, but it can be anywhere from, you know, $50 to maybe $70 or $80. So, I mean, it's a very nice gift. And, you know, I think, too, especially if you're giving it to a woman, if there's, you know, from the kids, you can have the kids kind of going on something. So it never has to be out of anyone's price range.
Right. Yeah. You know, it's kind of cool, you know, as we talk, because, you know, we talk about gift giving and gift buying, and I know sometimes it's hard to buy for people. But, you know, I tend to find that, you know, it's sometimes it's the small things that you do that have the most meaning, because they come from that you really know that person, and you really know that they sort of, maybe, you know, like, for instance, I know that, like, for instance, my former boss, Oprah, she loves soap. She loves bath soaps because she likes to take long baths. And so, you know, here's a woman who has everything. And I've never seen Emma get more excited when you give her a bar of some expensive, you know, French soap or something. So sometimes giving gifts isn't about how much you spend as much as is really the thought of how well you know the person and what you get them. And so that's why I love about some of these things you're talking about, is that really, you know, you're so good at sort of covering the whole gamut of, you know, gift giving. So we really appreciate sort of walking us through this stuff, Victoria.
And Victoria, yes?
Oh, I was going to say, I think that you're absolutely right, and I think it is all about, you know, giving something to the person that you know that they'll like. Not necessarily something that you want them to have, but something that they really would treasure in their life.
I like that. You know what? Last week I went to antique stores. Oh, my gosh. This is like heaven. Heaven, because first you have these unusual little things. They are not very expensive, and they are just artsy, and sometimes you can find little beautiful bling that is maybe from 1950s and looks. I just got from my daughter and her boyfriend something that I even have on my hand because they couldn't wait to give me under the tree. They thought I need a good news, and, you know, and just gave me bracelet that cost, she said, $50, bracelet and necklace, and I never saw something more sparkling in my life. I will make a picture of this and I will post, because they got this in antique store and looks beautiful, and the colors of the stones and the, like you say, the bling and it's just unusual way of shopping, just maybe going a little bit out of the way and also look for something that, you know, maybe we cannot find easily on a website somewhere.
So Victoria, no, I don't know if your husband Jeff, you know, listens to LA Talk Radio or not, but so is there anything special that you want for Christmas that you know, you want to just share with us?
I know, she wants
that. That is so nice.
Okay, Jeff, she really didn't put me, Victoria didn't put me up to this. I promise. I promise.
I'm actually pretty good at letting him know what I want. I'm pretty good at that.
Well, it's interesting to me because all these gifts, is there a really popular gift that you see that's like this, that's really trending, that's unusual for men?
Well, you know, I think that, and I'm sure you all heard about it because it really was everywhere, but earlier this month, Target and Neiman Marcus, they had that huge collaboration with that launch that they did with all of the different designer. I think there were 50 items in the collection that 24.
Can you talk about
designers.
That? Because for our listeners who may not know about Target's actually one of my clients from my fashion company. I work with Target a lot. And Target's really known. They've done something very clever, which is they've sort of tied themselves to some pretty big name fashion designers, and then they've built some private label products that are only exclusive to Target and that designer. But you said they've actually gotten together with Neiman Marcus and done a collection?
Yes, Target and Neiman Marcus kind of joined forces to launch this holiday collection of 50 different items from 24 designers. I mean, names like Oscar de la Renta and Tory Burch and Marc Jacobs. I mean, just some of the biggest names in the fashion world. And they launched this collection on December 1st. And the price point starts, I think, at $8 and goes to $500. But it's a really very interesting edited collection. And there's great gifts in there for men and women. And I think that, you know, especially if you are on a budget, you can get some really great options. I know
these are all available at all Target stores.
All Target and Neiman Marcus stores.
Wow. Now that's the, that's a great idea. That's so smart.
I'm going Saturday. I will just buy everything because I think what you are saying really is just is very cute because it's different. Original has mark, has smell, has and bling blings. And I think I saw on a few of our stars beautiful charms. Charms. Do you know where I can find some really cute alphabet charms that, you know, I would like to give to my maybe friends? I like this idea. They names, they, you know, they names. Where can I go and find something like that?
Well, there is a woman. Her name is Helen Ficalora, and I'm sure you've seen the alphabet charms that, they've been around for several years now, but she's really the designer that kind of launched those alphabet charms that you would see, you know, stars like Jennifer Garner and Kourtney Kardashian wearing.
Those are the ones that look like little typewriter keys. Is that the charms you're talking about?
Yeah, they're just like little alphabet charms. So it's just circle with a letter in them. And you know, when they were having babies, they would get their children's initials and wear them. And it just became this huge trend. And I love her pieces. And the fact that she kind of started that whole craze is really
interesting. Now, where is she? Now, is she a Texas designer or?
No, she's actually based out of New York, so she's got stores in Los Angeles, and she also has stores, her store at North Park in Dallas, and then she has stores also in New York.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Victoria, I got to tell you, now, can I just ask you just a quick question about it, because you're so impressive. Is there anywhere other people can get to and listen to you? Are you doing any radio or TV projects? Because you really should have your own, you should have a show about shopping.
Oh, my God.
You really should.
I would love to have a show about shopping. But I do. I do a lot of local television in Dallas on several of the local TV stations. And then on 102.9 in Dallas, I do a Friday fashion segment called Fashion Friday. And I'm on
Is that by chance streamed on the internet so that our other listeners in LA and surrounding areas could actually catch you on the air?
Mm-hmm. You can listen to it through their website. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay, again, that's 102.9 out of Dallas, Texas, right?
That's
called the Mix, I think, which is one of Dallas's premier radio stations. So, well, good. See, now everybody can enjoy you.
Oh, well, I hope so. But I love talking fashion and beauty and shopping. It's fun.
Okay.
Well,
then
talking
about
beauty and fashion, I don't know. It's really, like, I'm kind of a pretty guy, and is there anything great for guys from a beauty perspective? Is it all women's stuff? Is there anything for us men for this Christmas?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's so many products now. I mean, I know that I'm always pushing moisturizer and eye cream on my husband. I said, look, I want to stay looking young. I want you to stay looking young, too. So I'm always pushing products on him, too. But one of my favorite lines is Kiehl's, and Kiehl's is sold all around the world. But they have a great line of products, and they have even a whole section just for men. And, again, it's moisturizers and, you know, shaving products and body gels and body washes and just really great things.
You know, Kiehl's does. I love Kiehl's does. They have a really great shaving cream, which is really, you know, for us men who are manly men who have sensitive skin. Kiehl's has. They have some great hair care products too. I think
they do absolutely. And I like their price point is very good because if you've seen their products before, it's no fancy packaging. It's very simple, so they're not passing along that added cost. So you're really getting a lot of product for your money.
That's nice. Go ahead, Alan. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Victoria, when you look back into history of great clothes, you know, which era for you is the most excitable? 1940s, 50s, 60s? If you could dress the woman, you know, of today, how you will make, if this will be your idea, how to dress woman right now, where is your era? From what 90s? 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, or maybe even earlier. What did you like the most about clothing?
Oh, wow. That's a great question. I think, you know, I kind of like the old world glamour. I think of the really even early, maybe the 20s, 30s, and 40s, just that very sophisticated, simple classic. I loved that style. So I think my look would be very simple. Although I have to say, I am having a lot of fun watching the return of the 80s and all the neon that we've been seeing.
Oh, my God.
That has actually been really, really fun to just watch kind of that modern update as well. So
it's so fun. You know, let me just say something to because you know I'm in fashion and I work with most fashion designers you know in the world And let me just say this. For those people who are saving those 1980s jackets with the big shoulder pads, hoping that one day they're going to come back into style, let me just say this. They do come back into style in some shape or form, but not that exact jacket. So
right.
Get rid of it and give it to Goodwill so somebody else can enjoy that jacket.
Exactly. It comes back, but with a more of a modern update to it. So, yeah, I mean, fashion, as you know, is cyclical, but it definitely changes.
And you mentioned that you love black color. We all love black dresses. And I heard that this year was all about orange. Next year is supposed to be all about deep green. And black is always beautiful, but if you will choose color, is the green the one that you will choose for next year?
I mean, green, we definitely saw a lot of green this fall as well. So that may carry over into spring. I think we're going to continue to see a lot of color as we move, you know, more into the new year and more into the spring season. But I think that, you know, there's a color for everyone. There's just so many different shades. So while someone may be into and look great in emerald green, you may look better in teal. So there's different shades, and you can kind of experiment with that. You know, yeah. I mean, or more of a pastel, like a mint-colored green. I mean, there's just
like
such a huge spectrum.
Yeah, I like green. I think this is a very beautiful or calming, or sometimes just you feel like you're in spring, you know, and obviously reminds me also a little bit of Christmas. That's what people were laughing that we'll see Christmas all year round this year because everybody will be in a green. But yeah, it's funny that the colors, like really orange was something that I loved it this year. I bought myself shoes and purse. I got myself little decoration in for my house, like glass, very beautiful, unusual glass in orange color. One of each, not too much, so not go crazy. But, you know, I'm smiling because the orange is just very powerful color.
Well, you know,
I like orange.
Well, I love orange. You know, being a graduate of Oklahoma State University, I must tell you that I love black and orange.
Yay! Okay, now maybe that's why we like each other.
I guess. So, you know, I'm just curious. So, Victoria, so we're talking a lot about clothes and you know, beauty. But what about, you know, the holidays is all about eating and drinking and, you know, good food. And is there any food and beverage type gifts that you can think of that would be a great gift this year to give someone?
Well, you know, I think that if you have the man in your life as a guy that is just, you know, a real casual, relaxed, laid-back guy that just loves his beer, there is a really cool product called the Beer Tasting Toolkit. Yeah. And this is sold at a store called Paper Source. You could find it online. I mean, it's everywhere. But it's really cool. It's kind of just a fun way for guys to learn about so much about beer. I mean, from all the different backgrounds and flavors and aromas, this kit comes with products that you can use to do blind tastings, and you can write notes. And that's a really cool gift, and it's, you know, it's under $25.
So that's very clever.
That's really cool.
So you've got someone in your life that loves beer, that beer tastes.
Oh, I know. And, you know, if you think about it, you know, some of the hottest trends right now in food and beverage is microbreweries, right?
Right.
They continue to, you know, build a niche for themselves. So I actually see more women drinking beer when I'm out than I used to, I think. So
that would be nice. I like a little bit of Polish vodka, not too much, but I think it's clean and it's delicious. And I would love to purchase some. We're testing for Polish vodka because not so many people know how great alcohol is made in Poland. Anyway, I pitched my country, and I understand we have only 1 minute left that we can talk to Victoria. Victoria, I think you are just really amazing. I think I always say that our guests, they're supposed to keep in contact with Accent On listeners, and we have this great website on Facebook, and, you know, just what this would be for perfect woman to wear for this New Year party. Is this the black? Is this the really big jewelry and small little tiny black dress? Or we just, when we are glamour, do we need jewelry also? What about cosmetics? What type of purses we can take with us, you know, to just not overwhelm our arms with the heavy purse? Because that's what is crazy for me. Ladies have these gorgeous little tiny dresses and a very heavy purse under, you know, table with everything which we don't need really at evening. Then what do you think? What is the best way of carrying our cosmetics?
Well, I think it's all about, it should be in balance with your size. I mean, if you're a taller person, you can pull off a bigger bag. If you're a
Do you hear that,
person,
ladies? Balance and size.
Balance and size. I mean, if you're a smaller woman, a huge bag is not going to look balanced. So just make sure that you're literally finding a bag that fits your body type.
I swear to God, I was at the mall the other day, and I saw a woman, and I thought she was carrying a suitcase.
I know.
It was a handbag.
I know.
Things there, you never know what she's carrying. You know what I'm saying? All her life, maybe she carries in the purse.
Well, I think, doesn't Marc Jacobs, I think I saw something in Neiman. Marc Jacobs has something out that's kind of cool, I think. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And it's actually part of that Target Neiman Marcus collection that we were talking about earlier. It's Marc Jacobs, one of the designers involved in that collaboration, has some metallic pouches that are great. And actually, this is a perfect size because you can put all of your beauty items. You can use it as, you know, an evening bag if you go out to dinner. And this is under $70, and it's really like a little evening clutch bag.
For Marc Jacobs, that's an incredible buy if it's something for Marc Jacobs. Wow.
And what I was saying, Victoria, if you will be staying in touch with our listeners, and from time to time you can just send us and post us some good news, what we're supposed to do, what we're supposed to buy. We all want good price. Oh. You know, mostly that's what really I think people like. You know, just give me an idea for another holiday, for another friend. Just make it simple. Then if you can send us links or just pitch something.
I think you're going to be one. I think Victoria's going to end up being one of our favorite guests for Accent On. You're awesome, Victoria.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me on. This was fun. And Merry Christmas to everyone.
Oh, Merry
Happy holidays.
We love you, Victoria. Say hi to your husband. I already want to know what he's buying you. You need to tell us soon.
I will stay tuned.
Okay. Well, you will. Thank you, Victoria. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Thank you, Ronan.
Happy holidays, everybody. Alana, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, and talk to you next week.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.